at the Oasis Podcast, as you were.
Hello and welcome back to the Oasis Podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis. I hope you guys are very well. Today's episode is primarily a little piece that I put together a while ago on the Patreon, and I thought I'd drop it in here as well. Why not? It is a sort of more of a scripted piece where I've looked at the intros of Oasis songs over the years and how they changed and evolved. I hope you guys enjoy that. That'll be coming up shortly. A couple of news bits I just want to cover off, though. Tony McCarroll had a heart attack. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Tony mentioned on Twitter that he'd had a heart attack. I think he ended up going back to work the next day, but then sort of realised, no, this was a bit more serious than he thought, so he ended up going back into hospital for a few days, and he's had a stent fitted, and apparently he's feeling very well. So it was lovely to see online, actually, that both Liam and Gwigs both sort of sent sort of messages of wishing him well. Gwigs is one sent through his sister Mary, who you've heard from on here before. So that was very good of them, and I know it meant a lot to Tony. All the best, Tony. I wish you well. Hopefully the stent is going to work and it'll be all right. I did have a couple of messages with him about it, and the main thing he sort of said was it's so frustrating because he's actually really, really healthy. So for this to hit him now was quite a shock. But anyway, hope Tony's okay. Hopefully all looking good. And then the other thing, the big thing, obviously, is that Liam is back. He did the Reading and Leeds festivals. The Reading Festival was on the BBC, or edited highlights was on the BBC. A bit annoying it wasn't sort of shown in full live, but there we go. So yeah, you can watch it right now on iPlayer, or it's obviously been ripped all over YouTube. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great. I don't have any hugely exciting or interesting observations, I'm afraid. Different to when I was talking to Richard about the NHS gig he did at the O2. I think it's an interesting change of look for him to kind of go back to that more like traditional Liam look with the long hair. I think it's cool, but I also do think it looks like more like a tribute act rather than when he had the shorter hair. I think he looked more like more relevant, I think, to modern times. So I'm not sure how I feel about that. I think he was on good form. I think the band sounded really good, actually. I think they sounded a bit better than when we heard them previously. Maybe they've had a bit more time to gel and stuff. There wasn't as many kind of obvious sort of errors and things like that, like we've heard on the previous shows with them. So yeah, the band sounded good. Liam was on very good form. The vocals were strong. The crowd, there's been some criticism of the crowd. People saying like, oh, there was a lot of people that were just waiting for Wonderwall, or young people taking selfies and things like that, and not really into it. From what I saw from the TV and stuff, it seemed like people were really into it. I mean, it is obviously Liam's set is primarily built on some of his solo tracks plus some like Oasis album tracks and B-sides like Fade Away and things like that that aren't necessarily going to be the most sort of mainstream festival choices. So I think maybe for a festival crowd like that, maybe if he played a few more of the big Oasis singles, might have gone down a bit better. But anyway, I thought it sort of looked great, and as an Oasis fan, I would have really enjoyed that set list. It would maybe be nice to mix up the set list a bit now, as Richard said, I think, in the last episode. It did feel very sort of 2019. It didn't really feel like it's moved on at all. As I said, the only real difference for me was that the band did sound a little bit tighter and better. He didn't do a huge amount of talk between songs. One of the ones he did intro was Acquiesce, which was fun. So let's have a little bit of that.
Obviously, the little fella's still sulking somewhere. So I'm going to... But the tunes are still fucking cool. And they've got to be done. Right? They have to be done. So I need your help in the choruses. All right. The words are on the fucking screen, there's no excuses, man. Mm.
But yeah, generally great to see him, you know, absolutely rocking the show on a very diverse bill of lots of different artists. It's just really cool to have someone just playing really good, loud rock and roll music on a proper star like that. I absolutely love his intro where he sort of comes down to the stage and the camera follows him like a boxer. I think that's brilliant. And that's exactly right. You know, and having the fucking in the bushes playing as well, it's spot on. That is such a great intro, you know, and it really shows him as like a true rock and roll star. I mean, who else could have an intro like that? I know Bono used to do an intro like that where he'd actually be wearing a robe and have boxing gloves and stuff, which is a bit on the nose. But yeah, I think Liam's absolutely nailed that intro. But yeah, great set. Really good to have him back, and yeah, and more good stuff to come from him later in the year. Also, we had some sad news, not massively connected to Oasis, but Sarah Harding died in the last couple of days. She was a member of the pop band Girls Aloud. Probably the most relevant thing for our audience is that she had a bit of a run-in with Liam Gallagher, the five of them. Appear in the Lord Don't Slow Me Down documentary briefly, and it's Sarah who actually engages with Liam. I think being from Stockport and being by all accounts the most rock and roll kind of the five of them, has this nice little exchange with Liam, which I always really enjoyed. So let's drop it in here, and RIP Sarah Harding.
Who's that fucking Girls Aloud?
How are you doing?
Hi, we just thought.
Hello,
you're
in.
Hi, nice to meet you.
You okay?
Good, man. How are you?
Hi, good.
All right.
You're good. What are you doing today?
Just fucking showing it how it's done, man. Oh, yeah. And we've got a gig tonight and that's all.
Where are you playing?
Astoria.
Oh, I'm coming down, you know.
Yeah, I can't. The tickets are all gone, man. I'll get you some for another one, a small one.
You know what? I'd love to. Do you play any old stuff as well?
All of it, man.
Oh, I've seen it last night. I've on the bus.
Yeah. Well, I'll get you some tickets for the new, for the Hammersmith are playing there.
I'd love to. That'd be great.
Well, get in touch with someone
else.
Yeah,
nice
one.
Yeah. All right.
Nice to meet you.
Take care.
Yeah.
I have to. Yeah. Oh.
Okay, a couple of dates for the diary. 2nd of October. If you remember last year on the 2nd of October, I'd booked in to do a 25th anniversary show with Alan McGee at the Savoy Theatre in Monmouth, just down the road from where What's the Story Morning Glory was recorded. Well, obviously that didn't happen because of the pandemic, but it's back on. It is happening. Saturday, 2nd of October this year, so just in, by the time you listen to this, just in sort of about 3 weeks' time. And it's an amazing building. So it will be me and Alan McGee and the Oasis tribute band. Definitely might be. So really, really looking forward to that. So you can get tickets. The link is in the description of this episode. And also watch this space. We've got something very special happening on the 11th of December in the north of England. So if you're in the north of England or there or thereabouts, put a date in the diary because something is happening and we will be telling you about it very soon. All right, well, without any further Freddie ado, let's cross over to me talking about the history of Oasis intros. Hello and welcome back to the Oasis podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis. One of the things I like to do is look at the songs of Oasis and just try and understand a little bit more how they work, how they're built, how they're written, and why they work so well. You may have noticed the way I edit the podcast. I'll often have the intro to a song playing in the background while there's talking. Chat stops and the music volume increases just before the vocal kicks in, like they do on the radio. Having been doing this now for 4 years, I've ended up listening to the intros of Oasis songs a bunch of times, and I started to notice things, like many of them appear to be around the same length, typically 30 seconds, and many follow a very similar pattern. So I thought I'd go back and listen to all the album tracks, not including the instrumentals, and time how long the intros last to understand better how Oasis structure an intro, and to see if that changed over time. Just to clarify, I'm counting the intro from the start of the song to when the singing begins. On Definitely Maybe, the average intro length is 30.4 seconds, and 8 of the 11 songs are between 22 and 30 seconds long. That's pretty crazy they're so uniform. Noel clearly had an amount of time he was comfortable with before the singing started and tried to stick to it. Maybe he just instinctively felt that was about right, or maybe he listened to other tracks in history and based it on what they tended to do. We know he's always been pop-oriented, mainly listening to greatest hits, and singles tend to get going with the main song quickly as they're built to grab people's attention on the radio. I think this has seeped into him and impacted how he chooses to start songs. Also, we start to see the regular pattern Oasis use in their intros a lot, which is a guitar riff or guitar effect like feedback to set the scene before the main chord sequence kicks in, usually with a lead guitar line playing, which plays through twice in full before the vocals come in. Give them a listen. Not all of them do it, but most of them do. Intro riff with a bit of guitar feedback to set the scene. Main chord sequence. Same again, some of those nice big distorted chords with feedback, and then into the main chord sequence. Of the three songs that fall outside that range of 22 to 32 seconds, Live Forever has the shortest intro on the album, at just 12 seconds. However, remember, Noel originally planned for a guitar intro before Owen Morris wiped it to start with just the drums. On the original demo, the intro is 34 seconds long. The other two songs have longer intros at 66 seconds, Columbia, and 41 seconds, Bring It On Down. But I think these are examples of the early songs where the arrangements came out of jam sessions, rather than songs Noel specifically arranged himself. Moving into What's a Story, Morning Glory, the average length is a little bit less at 27.3 seconds, with once again most tracks following the similar formula. Don't Look Back in Anger sticks out as being the shortest at 12 seconds, plus it is specifically different, as they do the Imagine piano intro thing, which works brilliantly. Some Might Say is a little bit longer at 36 seconds, as we have a longer separate guitar section before the main intro kicks in and plays through. Morning Glory is the longest at 52, but then it has the various sound effects at the start before, as is usually the case, the main verse chord sequence kicks in and plays through twice. As arguably their strongest set of songs, as you would expect, there are some great intros on this album, with additional bits like the opening chords to roll with it and She's Electric, giving the intro an extra bonus that you wouldn't get if the track started with just the main verse section. Now, it won't come as a great shock to regular listeners to find out that Be Here Now has the longest average intro of any Oasis album. By this point in their careers, the shackles were off and Noel was willing to indulge himself musically and chemically. The average intro length is a whopping 36.6 seconds, kicking off with Do You Know What I Mean, which gets through a full 64 seconds of helicopters, Morse code, backwards vocals and thunderous drums before the singing finally kicks in. Fading Out goes even longer at 68 seconds, with plenty of mystique magic guitar noodling with Noel's new celebrity best mate at the time, Johnny Depp. The shortest at just 20 seconds is I Hope I Think I Know, which is probably the most concise song on the album, but it's still 4 minutes and 22 seconds. The formula tends to be similar, with Noel flexing that lead guitar all over the intros until the vocal starts, but this time typically for a bit longer, and there are a few lead guitars going. Once we get into Standing on the Shoulder of Giants, there's a significant shift, with the average intro length now reduced to just 21 seconds. Overall, the album was a big change in direction for Oasis, with the songs being put together very specifically from Noel's demos. Especially as the band had gone through such a dramatic change of personnel at the time, meaning that Noel and Alan White were the only band members actually playing instruments on the album, so it's not like an additional intro part could have come from a jam session. Go Let Out starts They Mean to Go On, with the vocal coming in after just 12 seconds of drum sample and Beta Band style guitar chords, although I prefer the demo version with the Austin Powers quote, which kicks in at a more typical 32 seconds.
You know, a lot's changed since 1967.
No doubt, though, but as long as people are still having promiscuous sex with many anonymous partners without protection, while at the same time experimenting with mind-expanding drugs in a consequence-free environment, I'll be sound as a pound.
Pay no illusion, try to click with what you got.
Sunday Morning Call is the shortest yet at just 7 seconds as Noel cuts straight to the chase after a couple of brief guitar strums. The longest on the album is Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is, which is structured in a similar way to Morning Glory. It starts off with the noise, before the main sequence plays through twice without drums, then twice with a single thumping drum beat per bar, and then with the drums playing through normally. Check them out, they're very similar. It's something a bit different for the album, but doesn't capture the magic of the earlier tune, particularly as the song that follows is nowhere near as strong. Overall, there's less prominent lead guitar playing through the intros, although there is some nice work at the start of both Where Did It All Go Wrong and Roll It Over. Heathen Chemistry has an even shorter average intro at just 17.5 seconds, which is the shortest of all their albums. I would put this down to the back to basics approach that felt like the key theme of the album, with the new lineup now in situ. Plus, a key point bringing the average down is that two Liam songs have just 5-second intros, the shortest of any Oasis album tracks, Songbird and Better Man. I'd suggest this is due to the fact that while Liam was demonstrating by this point he was a competent songwriter, he wasn't perhaps a skilled song arranger and would rather get straight to the vocal than build an additional intro segment.
Talking to the songbird yesterday. Although, to be fair, the longest on the album at 30 seconds is the other Liam Gallagher song, Born in a Different Cloud, which has a drawn-out intro which fits the nature of the song known as Liam's Scouse Odyssey perfectly. Other than that, there are some interesting intros here. Little by Little has those dramatic descending chords which work really well, particularly when Noel plays them live to get that Pavlovian recognition that he's actually going to play an Oasis song. They also repeated the Don't Look Back in Anger trick with piano chords starting Stop Crying Your Heart Out and the vocal commencing at 12 seconds, exactly the same length of time as Don't Look Back in Anger. Meanwhile, the pattern is there in most of the other songs, such as Gem's Hung in a Bad Place having a nice 28 seconds of multiple guitar riffs before Liam's vocal. Into Don't Believe the Truth, and the average is very similar, but slightly longer at 18.4 seconds. Liam is the shortest again, with Meaning of Soul kicking in at just 7 seconds, plus Part of the Cue and Keep the Dream Alive also both have intros less than 10 seconds long. The longest by quite a margin is Turn Up the Sun, which has the excellent, completely separate jangly part which plays through for 37 seconds before the main verse section kicks off with the big guitar sound playing through the chords. The vocal then finally kicks in at 54 seconds. Having a specifically designed intro section like this was very rare for this period Oasis, but I think it works really well, especially starting the album and also as a gig opener. My favourite intro on the album, though, is the dramatic strums of The Importance of Being Idle, a real attention grabber before the verse. The intros on Don't Believe the Truth are generally much more rhythm guitar based, without much lead. It's up to Gem again to bring the out-and-out riffing with A Bell Will Ring. Into the last album now, and for the more psychedelic Dig Out Your Soul, the intros increase in length again, averaging 25 seconds. They tend to have a bit more time to breathe, with intros made up of feedback and riffs more akin to the earlier albums. I imagine as Andy and Gem were both given a bit more opportunity to play some lead and try different things out. Andy's The Nature of Reality has the longest intro at 42 seconds of psych glam stomp. I really enjoy the intros for both The Turning and Falling Down, which showcase Zach's excellent drumming, sounding almost like samples before the other instruments then come in to add to the psychedelic ambience. The patchy nature of the album is also demonstrated through the intros, with quite a few just playing through the chords once or twice before the vocal comes in, rather than offering anything different. A good example of that is the last track, Soldier On, which was such a disappointing way overall to end the recorded career of Oasis, and the intro doesn't really do much. Looking back, it's interesting to see how things evolved over the years as the band changed in style, in membership, and in drug intake. the average intro length ended up being 29.9 seconds, which was pleasing as it was exactly what I was expecting, having spotted that a lot were around 30 seconds while editing the podcast. Overall, the way Oasis built intros follows a similar pattern to their general song quality over the years. They started off with a really high level of consistency, and so many of those early songs jump out of the speakers with a special chord or riff that really grabs you. In later years, they still had some great standout moments, like I mentioned, Turn Up the Sun, Importance of Being Idle, but generally they weren't quite as interesting, as many of them simply played through the chords, and it generally felt like less effort was put in to come up with something different. Anyway, I hope you guys found that interesting. Do please feel free to get in touch. Let me know what your favourite Oasis intro is. And we'll see you very soon. Stay in touch, stay engaged, and stay young.